From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Getting the hour underway with a track from an album which many argue is one of the greatest jazz records ever made. The album Kind of Blue, the 1959 classic from the Miles Davis Sextet. This album really helped to put the style of jazz known as modal jazz on the musical map. Miles Davis, of course, on trumpet, two sax players, Cannonball Adderley on alto and John Coltrane on tenor, Bill Evans on piano for most of the tracks, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. This is the track which opens this classic, So What?
Thank you. Bye.
Three different interpretations of tracks which originally appeared on the album Kind of Blue from Miles Davis. We began with the original rendition of So What from Miles and the Sextet. We followed that with Freddie Freeloader as played by the Dave Askren Trio. Dave Askren on guitar, Mike Flick bass, and Steve Sykes on drums from their 2002 release Regarding Bill Evans. A collection primarily of jazz standards, interpreted by the iconic pianist. Freddie Freeloader is an interesting choice here, although it does indeed appear on the Kind of Blue album, which Bill Evans participated in heavily. This is the one track on Kind of Blue where he is not featured. Instead, the pianist on Freddie Freeloader is Wynton Kelly. Still, a great rendition of that classic from Dave Askren and his trio. And lastly, from 1977, bassist Ron Carter, who of course also had an association with Miles Davis, most notably in the mid-60s, and the new Miles Davis quintet of that era with Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, and Tony Williams. From 1977 and Ron's album All Blues from the CTI label, with Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Roland Hanna on piano, and Billy Cobham on drums, we heard the title track, All Blues. We'll begin this set with flautist Holly Hoffman and a track from her 1989 release Take Note, with her husband Mike Wofford on piano, Bob Magnuson on bass, and Sherman Ferguson on drums. This one's called Winter Sleeves. Thank you.
I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time, will soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight with one more little kiss, say night and night. You knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time, will soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight with one more little kiss, say night and night.
Thank you.
Some jazz from Italy, a quartet fronted by Gianni Basso on tenor sax, from the album In Bari, subtitled You're My Everything, with Guido De Leon, guitar, Giuseppe Bassi, bass, and Salvatore Tranchini on drums. We heard It's You or No One. Another piece from the Great American Songbook before that, sung by a great American singer, Nat King Cole, on piano and vocals, from 1956, the album After Midnight. By this point, Nat King Cole had achieved status as a pop star, but this album demonstrated that he was still very much a jazz musician and singer at his roots. On that track, you also heard Stuff Smith on violin, John Collins guitar, Charlie Harris bass, and Lee Young on drums. We heard I Know That You Know. And we began the set with Holly Hoffman on flute, Winter Sleeves, from Take Note. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for program number 1814. We'll begin our final set of the hour with the late Lem Winchester on vibes. Lem's career was cut all too short in the early 60s as the result of a gun accident. He was in his early 30s when he died. This is a track from the album Lem's Beat, recorded and released in 1960, with two sax players, Curtis Piegler on alto and Oliver Nelson on tenor, two pianists, Roy Johnson and Billy Brown. Billy will be featured on this track. Wendell Marshall on bass and Art Taylor on drums. This is Friendly Persuasion. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a quintet fronted by Jim Rotundi on trumpet from 1998 and the album Jim's Bop, released on the Dutch Crisscross label. An all-star cast here with Eric Alexander tenor sax, Harold Mayburn piano, John Weber bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. We heard King of the Hill. One of the few harpists in the history of jazz before that, Dorothy Ashby. From her self-titled release, Dorothy Ashby, from 1962, with Herman Wright on bass and John Tooley on drums, another jazz standard, You Stepped Out of a Dream. That's also available as part of a 2-CD set from the English Avid label, the album Dorothy Ashby, 4 Classic Albums Plus, featuring 4 full-length LPs from this iconic harpist, as well as highlights from a 5th classic release. And we began the set with Lem Winchester on vibes from Lem's Beat, released in 1960. We heard Friendly Persuasion. That does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.